Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In previous programs, we talked about what we are supposed to be doing under the new covenant. As I mentioned, we should be doing the right things for the right reasons. The four right things are, number one, accept by faith Jesus' death for the forgiveness of our sins. Number two, accept by faith Jesus' life for our righteousness. Number three, accept by faith Jesus' resurrection for our eternal life. And number four, accept by faith Jesus living in us by the power of the Holy Spirit to write the law upon our hearts and minds. Today we'll cover number four in depth, which again is accepting by faith Jesus living in us by the power of the Holy Spirit to write the law upon the two tables of our hearts and minds. But first let me ask you a question. Did Israel write the Ten Commandments on two tables of stone? No, God did. Do Christians write the law on their hearts and minds? No, God has to. And let's see this in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 13. This is Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 13. Where Moses says, God declared to you, speaking of Israel, his covenant, even 10 commandments written on two tables of stone. And now, in chapter 9, verses 9 through 11 of Deuteronomy, this is Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 9 through 11, Moses says again, when I went to the mountain, the Lord delivered to me two tables of stone written with the finger of God. And on them was written all the words which the Lord spoke to you in the mount out of the midst of the fire. These are the tables of the covenant. But please note that God never gave them the heart and mind to love and obey him. So the letters that were written on those two tables of stone really caused them to be stoned to death, so to speak, because those letters condemned them to death. Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 3 through 6, this is 2 Corinthians 3, verses 3 through 6, Paul writes, you are openly declared to be the letter of Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart and mind. God has made us able ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letter, which is the old covenant, but of the Spirit, that's the new covenant, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now let's read in Romans chapter 7, verses 5 through 7. This is Romans chapter 7, verses 5 through 7. And as we read through this section of Scripture, please take note of how often the word Spirit is used. It says, when we were in the flesh, our sins brought forth fruit leading to death. But now we are delivered from the law's death penalty, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. Does this mean that the law is sin? God forbid. I had not known sin, but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, you shall not covet. Now in verse 12 it says, therefore the law is holy and just and good. And in verse 14 it says, we know that the law is spiritual. Now in chapter 8, verse 2 it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Then in verses 7 through 9 it says, the carnal mind is hostile against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. So in those last couple of verses, we saw Spirit of the living God, the Spirit gives life, serve in the newness of Spirit, the law is spiritual, the law of the Spirit of life, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. So what is this Spirit of the law? First, let's see the letter of the law, because as we contrast the two, it'll become abundantly clear what the Spirit of the law is. So to see the letter of the law, let's read Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. This is Matthew 19, verses 16 through 22. A man came to Jesus and said, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And that's a huge question. Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but one, and that is God." So what Jesus was saying is, listen, if you really think that I'm good, you must think that I'm God. And if you think that I'm God, you better listen to what I'm about to tell you. So if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He was dealing with this guy on his level, and the guy says, "Well, which commandments are you talking about?" And Jesus said, "You shall do no murder, you shall commit no adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother." You know the rule. Now that is only one part of it though. Notice the next thing that Jesus says. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So one part, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not do murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, that's all the letter of the law. This part, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, is the spirit of the law. Now notice the young man's reaction. The young man said to Jesus, "All these things have I kept from my youth up." But when he said that, he was referring to the letter of the law. So he asked, "Is there anything that I still lack?" Jesus, knowing that he was referring only to the letter of the law, said, "Well, if you really want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and then you shall have treasure in heaven, and then you shall come and follow me." What was the guy's reaction? "But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions." In other words, he was living by the letter of the law, not by the spirit of the law. Now here's the spirit of the law in James the second chapter, verses 8 through 18. This is the spirit of the law as talked about in the book of James, chapter 2, verses 8 through 18. "If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, then you do well." So that's the royal law according to scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. "But if you have respect of persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. Whoever keeps the whole law yet offends in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said," and this is the letter of the law, "do not commit adultery," also said, "do not kill." Now if you don't commit adultery, but you do kill, you are a transgressor of the law. So talk and walk as one who knows he'll be judged by the law of liberty. Now this is the spirit of the law of liberty that gives life. "What does it profit if a man says he has faith but doesn't have works? Can faith alone save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, 'Depart in peace, be warm and filled,' without giving them those things which are needful to the body, then what does it profit? Even so, faith alone, because it is not combined with works, is dead. You show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." That's the spirit of the law, loving your neighbor as yourself, doing good works. So here are more examples from Jesus' own mouth. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 28, this is Matthew 5, verses 17 through 28, Jesus says, "Don't think that I am come to destroy the law of the prophets," and yet a lot of the Christian world believes that he came to destroy the law. But Jesus plainly said, "Don't think that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets." And please keep that phrase in mind, law of the prophets. I'm going to come back to that in a second. But Jesus says, "Don't think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill." And how did he fulfill that? Again, we'll come back to that shortly. "Whoever therefore shall break one of the least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." And I want to be called great, so I'm going to teach people about the commandments of God. Now this next phrase is also important to remember. "And except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees." How can your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees when they were some pretty righteous people? Well, this is how it can happen. But first he said, and except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, so this is the old covenant, the letter of the law, you shall not kill, and whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, so this is Jesus talking about the spirit of the law, and this is how your righteousness can exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees by the spirit of the law. So Jesus says, but I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, which is the old covenant, the letter of the law, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, this is the spirit of the law, the new covenant, that whoever looks on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. In both cases, it's because there's a lack of love. That's really getting at the heart of the spirit of the law, a heart of love. And now let's read in Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. This is Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. Now, I asked you to keep in mind that phrase, the law of the prophets, because Jesus said he did not come to destroy it, but to fulfill the law and the prophets. Now, it says here, a Pharisee asked Jesus a question, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And you can find that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 5. So this is nothing new. He was just quoting out of the Old Testament for them. And then Jesus went on to say, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is nothing new either. That's in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. But notice this next phrase. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So that's how Jesus came to fulfill the law and the prophets, by bringing in this heart of love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the spirit of the law. Now in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10, this is Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10, it says, owe no man anything except love, for he that loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. That's how you fulfill or fill up the law and the prophets, by love. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and any other commandments are briefly comprehended in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. This is the spirit of the law. It is the Holy Spirit writing the law of love upon the two tables of our hearts and minds. So to help us remember the point of the new covenant, I've been using the phrase, do the right things for the right reasons. And in the last several programs, we covered the four right things that we're supposed to be doing under the new covenant. In the next program, we'll cover the right reasons. Thanks for joining me on this program. May God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.